Kentucky, as you said, they're elite talent, but I don't think it's the same elite talent that they've had with the freshman players. You know, A&M, I thought going in was going to be the best team, but they've had some suspensions and some injuries. And if they get those guys back, I still think they can be one of the best teams. I thought Florida was going to be really good this year, and they started out, obviously, top 10, top 5, whatever. And then for whatever reason, went through a stretch where they lost some games. But I think Florida is talented enough and experienced enough. They're going to be right up there at the top of the league at the finish. But what you see is the teams from in the bottom and what the teams have been in the middle, I think they're all improved this year. I don't think there's an elite team in the league, but I think that there are a lot of really good teams. And what I think is going to happen, I think the league is going to cannibalize itself. I think there are going to be a lot of losses in the league. And what you want to try to do, you better win your home games. I mean, that's imperative to win your home games. And in a team like Florida, as you already pointed out, they already have two road wins. So that really helps their case.